We're going on now to stop 5, the Gold Warden's office. From Heron's Gallery, continue up Hargrave Street, and it's the first building on your left once you cross Littleton Street. And as you go, here's Brian to tell you about the Gold Warden's office.
Every place on the goldfields, the Bendigos, the Ballarats, the Maryborough's, they all had a Gold Warden's office. It was had a very strong storeroom here for gold.
So was this the place where all of the gold would have been stored, say, before its departure for Melbourne?
Yeah, or Adelaide, yes. It was stored in here and taken off over there. It's just incredible. There was over 93 tonne of gold taken out of this area officially, and we've really got no idea of what the unofficial figures sound like. 93 tonne, and when you consider that it's alluvial gold, which made this the richest goldfield, alluvial goldfield in the world. So, yeah, very impressive.
Some people might not know what alluvial is.
Okay, well, alluvial gold is the gold that's easily found on the top of the surface. It wasn't just little shreds of it. Yeah, there were solid lumps.
The lockup is the next building up Hargrave Street on the left, so head there now and go inside the fence to the little granite building. You can't miss it. It's a jail, and this location is its second home. It was shifted from the former police station in Barker Street, stone by stone, and perfectly rebuilt, including the toilet cistern, which is on the outside of the building, so the inmates couldn't do themselves an injury. On track 6, there's a yarn from Felix about an old-timer who spent New Year's Day in this tomb of Harcourt granite. So pause this till you're ready to move on, then go to track 6 for directions to the next stop, the Ecological Timeline mural.